This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
So we've been looking at the conflict in the Middle East, the current conflict in the Middle East, and asking the question, is this a sign that we're in the end times? And certainly many people believe so, and there's a lot of, you probably have seen a lot of pastors preaching. In fact, you are a pastor, and even if you are a pastor, you might have preached that this is a sign that we are in the end times. So we actually spent 6 weeks going over Matthew 24, where Jesus said that the things that he prophesied about would come to pass in that generation, and they did come to pass in that generation. We either have to believe that Jesus was, that his word is true and that it did come to pass, or really we can throw out a lot of the Bible if we start saying, well, you know, we can't really trust what Jesus said. But Jesus did say that would come to pass in that generation, and that actually did happen within that generation. So that generation did not pass away until that happened. Not one stone was left upon another of that temple. The temple doesn't exist anymore because it was destroyed in AD 70. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be rebuilt so that it can be destroyed again. It was destroyed in fulfillment of the words of Jesus. And Jesus specifically said that all the bloodshed of all the prophets from the foundation of the world would be poured out on that generation. The Roman army killed many Israelites, Jewish people, in AD 70. But still, what we see really, and last week we started actually exploring the real reason that there's conflict in the Middle East, and actually going back and looking at what is happening, and really looking at a passage from Genesis where we see that God made a covenant with Abram. His name wasn't Abraham yet. His name was Abram. God made a covenant with him, and Abram said, "Hey, God, if I found favor in your sight, why don't I have a son? Why is a foreigner, someone that is born in my house, actually going to be my heir? Because I don't have a son." And God took him outside. He showed him the stars, and he said, "Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars of heaven." And I want to remind you or point something out to you. When we go out and look at the stars, many of us are living in areas that are heavily populated. We have electricity. There are lights that are on. And so we don't actually see all of the stars that we could see if it were totally black. So imagine at this time, there was no electricity and very little light. And so Abram saw a lot of stars. God made a covenant with Abram. He had him divide animals, and there was a torch that passed back and forth. And God actually promised that he would bless his descendants. And that was in chapter 15 of Genesis. And then in chapter 16 of Genesis, we see really probably one of the biggest mistakes, certainly the biggest mistake, was Adam and Eve when they sinned. But the next biggest mistake, really, in the Bible, most likely, is this: what happens in Genesis chapter 16, where Sarai sees that she is barren, and she must have known that God had promised to raise up descendants of Abram. And so she did something that was really a common practice in those days. She took her maid, who was actually an Egyptian. She gave him to Abram as to be a wife and to go into her and to raise up children and offspring. And what actually happened from that is you see that she conceived, and Hagar despised Sarai, and Sarai actually kicked her out and sent her off, mistreated her, and sent her away. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues as well. And you know, I just shared this show on social media, on Facebook, and well, I'm about to share it on Facebook, but I shared it on LinkedIn, I shared it on what used to be Twitter, which is now X, and it kind of reminds me of that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang spot where the one guy's talking to the other guy, the guys that work for the king, and they're like on a walkie-talkie or something, and the one guy says, "Who is this?" And the guy says, "X." And the other guy says, "X and bacon?" And he says, "No, X." Anyway, if you haven't watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, you might want to watch that to see that show, if that's that segment, if you're not sure what I'm talking about. But anyway, the new Twitter is now X. And it's not X and bacon,
And it's not the X in the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang movie, but it's just X. And so anyway, I posted there. I'm going to post on message on Facebook as well. Share the video on Facebook. You may want to do the same. You can if you want. Let your friends know about the video so that they can watch it. And so, but we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to answer your technical questions as well. And by the way, we are in the shop today. I know there's some little bit of rain so far. Nothing real big so far. But, you know, it's supposed to get a little bit more windy and blustery today. But we're here. We're ready. We're here in the show, and we're here in the shop as well at a Faster PC, 7190 South U.S. Highway 1. And, of course, we do provide remote support. I know we have listeners that are listening from different parts of the country even, and we have customers in different parts of the country now. We can provide remote support. We even have some customers that live here part of the year and part of the year up north, and we actually are able to provide them support even when they're up north. Obviously, we could come to their house, but it would be, a little bit more expensive, a little bit more difficult. And it would be difficult for them to bring their computer to us if they're up north. But we can help them with most things remotely. And of course, we can help you with your computer problems and your technical problems, and also helping you with just day-to-day technical issues, answering your questions. And, you know, we actually met with someone this past week about converting over their television to streaming, and they've been paying quite a bit of money to one of the providers of television, and they're actually we're going to be able to switch them over. We have an appointment to go to their house early next week, and we're going to be actually switching them over to a streaming package and greatly lowering their monthly bill that they've been paying. And, you know, they're going to be able to watch what they want to watch. So, you know, we went over with them various options, and we'll, you know, I'm not sure exactly what plan they're going to go with. Now, when you do go with streaming, if you want to stream television instead of paying for cable, or instead of subscribing, through, let's say, AT&T Uverse or DirecTV Satellite, if you want to actually go with a different option for television and actually go to streaming, one of the things you want to do is, first of all, realize that you do have to have internet of some sort, and it has to be fairly quick internet. Now, when I say fairly quick internet, Comcast will want to sell you 200 megabit service. They'll want to sell you 500 megabit service. They'll want to sell you gigabit service. You really don't need that to stream. I mean, you can stream with 50 megabit service. You don't need super, super fast speed. Depending on how many people are streaming at once, but really, we've had sometimes two or three streams going in our house with 50 megabit service or 70 megabit service, and we haven't had a problem with streaming. So you don't have to go for the most expensive streaming pack or most expensive internet packages. And one thing that we've also mentioned for internet, if you have more than one person in your house, talk to your internet service provider. First, go and look and see what they're providing right now for internet. And then compare that to what you're paying. Let me switch over to a full screen. I'll actually show you how you can do this. So we'll switch over to a full screen, and we'll actually head over, and I'm going to actually launch a new private window. This is in Firefox. It's a little bit different terminology. If you're using Edge or you're using Chrome, you can actually go out and look at the various other browsers. Some of them call it incognito. Firefox calls it an in private session. But what we're going to want to do is just search for, if this is for your house, Just search for Xfinity Internet Deals. I can spell it correctly, so we're just searching for Xfinity Internet Deals. So we deals. By the way, AT&T has some deals as well. Typically, it's going to be they're actually going to be more cost effective. And what you have here is first off, they're advertising. Internet with Wi-Fi equipment, $35 a month for 1 year. So we'll click shop now, and we'll actually look and see what they have to offer. And you can do the same thing. What you want to do is you want to type in address. So let me see if I can come up with an address here. I'm just going to try to make one up, and I'll see whether this actually is an address. I should have had one ready. Let's see. I might have to look at this. What you want to do is you're going to want to actually come up with an address. I should have had that already done. They do have some deals that start around $35 a month. And one thing you need to know is that those deals you'll actually have to pay an additional equipment rental fee if you use their modem. But you could purchase your own modem and your own router. Sometimes there's modems and router combinations, but you can get new service for around $35. Then what you do is you call them up and you say, hey, I'd like to reduce my bill to this price. They probably won't do it. But if you're only one person in your household, like maybe you're married, you can have your spouse sign up for the lower bill. And then once you have that set up, you just drop your service. And that way you get the low price, and they're only for a year or 2 years. I know that they do have a 70 or 75 megabit deal. They also have a 200 megabit deal, and of course you can go up 500 megabits and a gigabit, but most people don't need that much. So you can actually lower the price of your internet service, and then you're going to be cutting out the cable altogether, and you're going to be replacing that with some sort of streaming option. And one of the things we're going to do in the next few weeks is maybe in the beginning of the year, we're actually going to start going over various streaming options and ways that you can view internet or view television on the internet. And we're going to go over some of the free ways, and we're going to go over some of the inexpensive ways, and then we'll go over some of the full packages that actually would replace cable television, where you can really watch just about anything you want to watch. And that's one of the keys, is to know what you want to watch, what you can't live without. That's how you determine what you want, what plan you're going to go with, and will help you save some money.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your question, ready to help your questions, your computer and technical questions, and ready to help you resolve your computer and technical questions in the shop as well. And we were talking in the last segment about how to lower your internet bill, and then also sign up for a streaming package that can allow you to get rid of your cable TV subscription. And of course, you might be under a contract, and you have to consider all that. If you are under a contract, find out what the early termination will be. Probably, if you're under a contract, though, you actually already have a fairly good rate. But when that contract comes up, you know, that rate's going to go up. And one of the things some people tell me, I really haven't seen this myself, but some people tell me that their bill kind of goes up every single month. And maybe I don't really know how that works or why it would be that way. But I did in the off hours or in the break there, I did actually go and get home internet up, and I also got business internet deals up, because this way of negotiating works both whether you have a home service or whether you have business service. And by the way, business doesn't just mean business. It also would include a doctor's office, a lawyer's office, a dental office. It would include a ministry, a church, anything that's in a corporate office or corporate building would have business class internet. And typically you're going to pay more for business class internet, but you do also get some extra features as well. One of those features that you get is you don't have a limit on your bandwidth, whereas with a residential line, residential account, you do have a limit on your bandwidth. And what I mean by that is you can't go over it's actually 1 terabit of data. So, which is quite a bit. We haven't gone over it, but I think at one point we may have had to, when we first started streaming, we did have to adjust the quality that we were streaming at to keep us under that. But let me switch you over to a full screen here, and I'll go over this. And again, I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on the radio. Just know that you could actually go over and actually go out there and check this out. Watch the video at your convenience after it's over. Or if you're in a place where you can safely do that now, we don't want you to do it while you're driving down the road, but if you can safely do it now, you can actually go over there and watch this now. Now, one of the things that I want to actually show, what I did is, first of all, I did a search for Xfinity internet deals. And then I did another search for Comcast internet deals, Comcast business internet deals. And I have these up, and I'm in a private browser. The reason I did that is just there's no cookies. They don't know who I am. They don't know if I have an account, if I've already logged in. And you might already have Xfinity. And if you went and did this, you would automatically be logged in, maybe, if you've already logged into your website. You need to be logged in, and they will know exactly who you are. But we want to see whether the prices that they would offer some guy that's just off the street. And really, when you search this, you'll enter your address, and if you already have an account, it'll ask you, is this you? And what you'll have to say is, I'm moving to this location. So, obviously, again, literally, if the account's in your name, maybe you'd want to have your wife do this. If you are the wife, maybe you want to have your husband do this. And so, have the other spouse do this. And basically what you're going to be doing is the person that doesn't have the account right now will be signing up for the account. Because with home, we really don't negotiate too well. You can try it, but until you actually send them the disconnect order, they'll start to say, hey, let's rework this price, after you send them the disconnect order. But before then, I haven't had good success reducing the rate. But if you look here, they actually are offering right now just internet for home users, 75 megabit service, $20 a month. Now this, by the way, does is for 12 months. It's long-term contract, and it does not include taxes or equipment. So, you're going to pay, if you rent their modem, you're going to be paying an additional $15 for their modem, and then you're going to have some extra money in taxes. And by the way, every government entity takes their cake. The city will probably take their take, the county will take their take, the state will have their hand in the pot there, the federal government will have their hand in the pot. All the government entities will tax your internet service. But the tax on $20 is not as much as the tax on $200 or $300, and I know some of you guys out there are paying $200 or $300 for your internet and your streaming service. Now, Again, if you have your own modem and your own router, or maybe your own modem router combo, you will not have to rent their modem, and that will reduce your cost as well. And also, another thing is that you actually, you'll be able to actually switch over and again reduce the cost that you're paying. And by the way, providing your own modem and your own router, that's going to reduce your taxes as well. They do also have a 200 megabit service for $35 a month, 400 megabit service for $55 a month, 800 megabit service for $70 a month. Now, those last three are for, the last two are for 24-month periods, and you pay that price. By the way, any of these deals are good enough to stream. They're fast enough to stream. The 75 megabit deal is fast enough to stream. But, for $15 more, maybe you want a little bit faster. You want to go up to 200 megabits. $35 a month, I'm sure it's less than what you're paying right now. Or if you're a business out there, maybe you're a medical office or a dental office or you're an accounting firm, you have some other firm like this. Well, the good news is you're going to be able to renegotiate your rate without changing your service and without disconnecting or signing up with a new entity, which I know a lot of businesses have more than one entity, so you could actually do that if you needed to. But what you're going to do, you're going to go out and search. You're going to see what offerings they're offering. And I just did a search here, Comcast Business offering, Comcast Business internet deals. I didn't even have to put in my address. I just put, and now they do have check availability. That's one thing you do have to check, is to make sure that you have that availability. Well, if you look here, they have 100 megabit service at $49 a month. This is a 12-month deal with a one-year agreement. You're getting a $10 a month prepay or automatic pay, not prepay, but automatic pay discount. So you set up auto pay, and it's $59 a month. And you can click get a quote. They also have a 250 megabit service for $85 a month and a 1.25 gigabit service for $215 a month. Your last two include one phone line, although you probably could get it for less without a phone line. Maybe you don't even need the phone line. Comcast wants you to use their phone service, and they want you to really sign you up with their voice over IP service. But you can actually save quite a bit of money. The way you do this, you go out first and see what they have to offer. And then you call Comcast and you ask to speak to the retention department. And what happens is they'll transfer you to the retention department, and you'll get someone on the phone that will say, yes, we can lower your deal. We have, let's say you're interested in 100 megabit service. They'll probably try to sign you up for something higher. But let's say you're interested in 100 megabit service. What they'll do is they'll say, yeah, we can offer that for, let's say, maybe $70 a month. And by the way, these fees do not include their equipment also. So you could provide your own equipment, your own modem, your own router. If you did that, you would also, one thing is, if you have a static IP address, if you need a static IP address, you're going to have to rent their modem. They do not allow you to use your own modem for a static IP address. But by the way, if you only need one IP address, really, it's not technical static, but unless they make major changes to your account, you can plug the normal modem in, and your IP address will stay the same. If you unplug it for maybe 24 hours or so, you'll get a new IP address, but that one will stay the same again until there's major changes. So, unless you have more than one address, really it's kind of virtually a static IP address, even though it's not technically a static IP address. But by the way, we have our own modem, and we have that one IP address that's, again, not static, but it hasn't changed in a few years. And we actually utilize that. We actually are forwarding some addresses to that IP address because we have various services that we run on our service on our servers, that including a remote support agent, remote support system that we run on our on one of our servers here, and it actually we're running it on a virtual PC actually, but we're forwarding a subdomain of our domain to that IP address, and really that IP address we've only had to change it maybe once. And I think we had to do that because we changed the modem. If you change the modem and you do something big like that, you're going to get a new IP address. But other than that, you're really not going to get a new IP address. It's going to just happen, and you're going to get that same IP address. And of course, if you do change it, you'll just have to update things. But again, you call this retention department, you ask to speak to them, they'll quote you something higher because they're hoping. But you know, they know it's lower than what you're paying, so they think that you're not going to do your homework at a time and know what they're offering to a new customer. And they're going to say, hey, we can get you that service for, let's say, $70 a month. And, you say, hey, that's great if you didn't know better, but, you know, you can say, hey, you know what, I went to your website and you're offering that same service for $49 a month. And they say, oh, yeah, okay, well, we can match that price. And they'll actually provide that service for you for that price. We did this recently, not too long ago, with a customer. And by the way, this price is actually lower than what it was when we negotiated for our customer. But we had one customer that had one service for a certain amount of money. They were paying about and I think 250 megabit service that they were paying for about $250 a month. And then they had AT&T in their office. So they actually have two buildings, and the two buildings are linked with fiber optics. And so they had Comcast going into one building, went to the other building with fiber optics, and they had AT&T fiber internet, which was very expensive. They were paying like $600 or $700 a month for that. So we brought in another 100 megabit per second feed into their main office, and I think the cost that was negotiated, and that was the cost that Comcast had at that point, was around $60 a month. We were also able to lower the other Comcast feed to 100 megabit service for $60 a month as well. The equipment rental and the taxes and the static IP addresses, we're paying about $100 a month per account, which is actually about $50 less a month than what they were paying just for one Comcast feed. And we still have the link between the two with fiber, and but they were able to get rid of the AT&T, which again saved them maybe $500 or $600 a month. They were able to reduce the cost on their overall cost of paying for two internet services for less than one. And sometimes they have the churn rate, they don't want to go down. And you may ask, why do you have two? Well, they don't want to go down. And they have had problems sometimes. Sometimes they've had a problem with one of the modems or the other modem. They've actually had problems with both modems, not at the same time, but they've been able to stay up and running because they had both services in place. And we can help you do the same. Save money and increase reliability.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues as well. And one of the things that we wanted to go over, we have gone over in the last two segments, we went over how to reduce your internet bill if you have, or if you're thinking about streaming, and you're going to still have to have internet, and really you don't want that portion of your bill to be really expensive. We're going to cut that down. We're going to cut out as many expenses as you can. I know this is important for businesses, and it's also important for individuals. These companies, they will get you signed up with a low fee, and then they will attempt to
at the other bank, they raised the price, and they had this normal, quote-unquote, normal fee. But, just know that whether you're a resident or a business, you can lower your cost. And again, recognize that you're going to do this if you're thinking about cutting your cord, getting rid of your cable TV service. You're going to want to also reduce the cost of your internet. If you missed any of those segments, you can actually head over to our site after you're done and click on one of the links to take you to Facebook or YouTube, or you can watch the show in its entirety. Or go up right after the show's over. It just takes maybe 30 seconds or a minute or so before the videos are up and ready for you to watch. We have also, in the last several weeks, maybe the last month or so, we have actually gone over how to buy a new computer that's not worse than the one that you already have. And believe it or not, most people think, this computer's just slow, I can go buy a new computer. And we have actually had, as odd as it may sound, and really it doesn't make much sense, but we have had customers that buy new computers that are slower than the ones they already have. And I would almost ask, well, how did you accomplish that? When people buy a computer, they see a bill, they say, wow, this is great, this is only this price, I'm going to go out and buy it, without realizing that it has a slow processor, it has a slow hard drive, it doesn't have enough RAM, or maybe it does have a fast hard drive, but the drive is so small that you won't even be able to install Windows updates without plugging in a USB drive. And then you'll even have problems storing data and so on. So, you deal with all of this. So if you have bought a new computer and you're thinking about buying a new computer, go back and watch some of those sessions and we're going to go over how to do that. We'll also help customers, if you say, hey, that's all fine and dandy that you told me about, but I really don't understand what you're talking about, and I don't really understand, some of our customers tell us, I don't know how it works, I don't want to know how it works, I just want it to work, and just, help me out with this. We can provide that service for you. We can help you pick a new computer. We actually do provide computers, and we do build computers. Our computers are going to be more expensive on the desktop side than you would go out and buy at a retail store. But ours are going to have higher quality components, and they're also going to be made custom to your needs. And you go out to the store, you're going to get the same computer that everyone else can get, even if it doesn't meet your needs. So you may want to think about that. We also do custom order laptops for customers as well, and we can help you with that. And also, make sure that you're getting a good deal. You're getting something that's going to meet your needs. So you may want to watch that and take a look at that. One of the topics that we do cover on a regular basis also is cybersecurity. And this is important for individuals, it's especially important for businesses, for doctor's offices, medical offices, dental offices, accountants. There's the new FTC guidelines that went into place in the summer of this year. Those encompass not just banks anymore, but really anyone who deals with financing. If you are an office that offers financing to a third-party company, and people actually come into your office and you say, yes, we can provide this service, or we can provide this amount of work, or this product, and we can provide financing for it, well, you're subject to the FTC guidelines. Auto dealers are subject to the FTC guidelines. Real estate appraisers are subject to the FTC guidelines. There's a whole bunch of groups of people, accountants, are subject to the FTC guidelines. Even if you're not subject to the FTC guidelines, it's still important for you to keep your customers' data safe. And it's important also for you to take steps to prove because of your own computers. Because if your computers go down because of ransomware or because of a cyber event, well, you're not going to have the same luxury that the San Jose County government recently had when the tax collector's office was, it looks like they were hacked, based on what I have seen and what they have said. And it looks like they were hacked. And that's what I'm hearing also from some people that have some connections on the inside of the office. And I've even heard from one of our customers who has a son that works in, her son is an EMT, that the actual attack actually affected the emergency system or their communication system that they have, where the ambulances and the fire trucks and all of that. So, this is a major thing, but you know what? San Jose County government's going to get the same amount of money that they would have done otherwise. You're still going to go with, even though the tax collector's office was hacked, you're still going to go there. And it's not like you can say, this company didn't protect my data, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. Now, you still have to pay your property tax. You still have to pay your tag tax. They're going to make the same amount of money, they're going to bring in the same amount of revenue. They may have an increased cost, because it does cost a lot of money to deal with a cyber incident, but they're going to go in the same amount of revenue. But what if your business was down? They've been down. They've got some offices up. It doesn't even look like all of their offices. I haven't seen any notice from them that all of their offices are up yet. When I go to their Facebook page, I still see people complaining that things aren't working properly. I really don't know. They haven't had an update recently about their Rainy Road office that was the one that probably where the threat actually happened. But again, what if your office was down for a few days or a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks this is going on for quite a while for the San Jose County tax collector. And that would be devastating. And so it's important just for me, even if you don't have sensitive data on your customers, it's important for your computers to be up and operational and for you to be up and running. So how do you protect your data? How do you protect your systems? Well, one of the ways that you can protect, and it's really probably one of the most important things to do, is to implement cybersecurity awareness training. And this is something that it's very beneficial for you. It's beneficial for your employees. It will benefit your company as a whole. So what it does is it actually provides training on how to spot various threats. It does training that shows the various ways that bad guys try to get in. And we actually have a service that we can provide for you. We can provide this for businesses, for medical offices, and accountants' offices, lawyers' offices, dental offices, churches, ministries. We can provide this for nonprofits. We can even provide some of the features for residential entities as well. If you're just a person, you're retired, but you're going to learn more about cybersecurity and about how you can protect yourself. Well, we can provide you with the training. But for business entities and offices, we can provide you not only with the training, but also the ability to monitor your domain name, up to 3 domain names. So let's say you're a company.com, in our case let's say fasterpc.com, to monitor the dark web for security breaches that may be out there for your company and for your website. So that you can actually know whether any of your email addresses are available on the dark web, the email addresses and passwords. And if the email addresses and passwords to a certain account, maybe it's one of your vendors, maybe it's a bank. Well, if that username and password is available on the dark web, well, let me tell you something. they're criminals that are going to be using it. So you better go out and change your username and password so that you're protecting yourself and so that you're protecting your information out there. So this does provide, again, training. It provides dark web monitoring. We can provide HIPAA training, HIPAA compliance training with this as well. One of the things that's really interesting is the training videos. There's an annual video that can be done, and the annual video is about a 30-minute video, but you watch it in segments. And I can tell you it's very entertaining. When I was watching it, I found myself wanting to watch the next segment because I'm not someone that actually typically does that type of thing. But this is entertaining, but it's also entertainment that actually will teach your employees how to protect themselves. So why is this so important? Well, it's so important because 91% of all threats start with an employee clicking on a link in an email. So there's an email that comes in and tricks them into clicking on the link, and then instead of going to do what they think it's going to do, or maybe they're opening an attachment, instead of doing what they think is going to happen by that action, it launches malicious code that gets on the computer, a hacker gets on the computer, and then the hacker starts looking around and seeing how they can expand, how they can move to another computer. If that user doesn't have admin rights, they're looking for ways that they can obtain admin rights, and 91% of all threats start that way. And we see people every day, even consumers in our office, that have lent bad guys into their computer. And so this training actually helps you learn how not to allow that to happen. And also, in addition to that, the training also will help you just learn the tricks and the tactics that these bad guys do and how to spread. There's even a program that can help you analyze emails.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, The Real Reason There Is Conflict in the Middle East. Is this a sign we're in the end times? Part 8. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in the manger, but ended His life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through